rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. And I know the dogs are confused. The dog's like, wait a minute, you're taking it back home? Why did we have to walk 3 blocks? I could have pooped in the living room, saved us both some embarrassment. What a stupid rule. Why would they have us pick it up? It's fertilizer. It makes the grass grow. Lord, it's not like some child is going to step in it. A kid hadn't played in the yard since 1982. You know what's sad? We have an entire generation that has no idea how to get dog poop off the bottom of their shoe. But when I was growing up, we played in the yard every day, and every day somebody stepped in dog poop. And when it was your turn, you knew what to do about it. You would hobble over to the curb and scrape the biggest part off on the edge of the curb. Then you would find a puddle and you would swirl the bottom of your shoe around in the puddle. Then limp over to the grass and do the brush stroke back and forth. Then you would find a little bitty piece of stick and you would sit down on the curb and you would pick it out of the zigzag pattern on the bottom. Then you wore those shoes to church the next day. And nobody in that church knew you'd stepped in dog poop. See, when it comes to technology, my wife and I laugh about this because we're in our mid-50s, and my wife says we are the bologna in the technology bologna sandwich. We're right in the middle because our parents can't text and our children can't write. My kids don't even think you need to study. They're like, Dad, if you want to know something, you just Google it. And to a point, they're right. I mean, when I was growing up, if you were watching TV and somebody said, what was that guy in? You'd go, well, he looks familiar. That was it. Now you're watching TV, somebody goes, what was that guy in? Somebody goes, he was the janitor on Joey. Of course he was. But I try to tell my kids, I said, yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can learn from Google. I said, but there's just as much stuff you can't learn from Google. You only learn it from life experience. You usually learn most of it the hard way. It's stuff that's not Googleable. I don't know if that's a word. But I call them the facts of life. It's stuff you can't Google. Like this, fact of life. If you are trying to get to the bathroom in an emergency situation, it is not a wise idea to unbutton your pants in transit trying to save a couple of seconds. Because the muscles that guard the floodgates will interpret the unbuttoning as the signal to abandon their post. And the 2 seconds you saved on the button are nullified by the hour and a half you spend mopping and doing laundry. You only learn that the hard way. Fact of life. If you are going to see a scary movie at the movie theater, it will be much more entertaining if you can find a seat directly behind a group of black women. Because not only will you get the scary movie, you will also get their running commentary of the scary movie. Oh, look at this. She running around in her panties like that. Girl, put some drawers on. And put that hair up before he snatched that weave out your head. Now, can you see this girlfriend? She going back in the house. No, she going down to the basement. Girl, get your shit and get out there now. Fact of life, women always have more questions than men have answers to. Great example of this. 6-7 months ago, I get a text one day. The text says, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. I walk into the kitchen where my wife is. I said, hey, I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. She said, was he driving? I said, I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. Were Carol and the kids in the car with him? I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. Were the people in the other car hurt? I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. What hospital did they take him to? I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. She said, well, you don't know anything. What do you know? I know you need to pray for Tom. I just got a text. Said he was in a bad wreck. all I got. I ain't holding anything back.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
That is actually from his new stand-up deal on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I will be honest, I actually found it very entertaining.
I did too. I mean, I from what little bit I've heard, and I've heard a couple other ones from that, and I did from, I mean, he actually, and that was one of the biggest things I think problems I had with him is all I really knew him about was that, you know, you might be a redneck. And after a while, it's like, okay, this is stupid and it's boring. And it was funny for about 2 minutes, but he does have some other bits that are actually really good.
I think what really struck home, he talks about, that may not be been the best clip, although some of it was, but he talks about so much shit that I feel like I'm going through now, being up in that age group. And it kind of struck home. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Oh, no. I get stuff like that all the time. There's so many times where I'll, like, especially the whole thing. Yeah, I got a text that Tom was in an accident. Pray for him. That's it. And it happens so many times with Amber. She'll ask me something, or I'll say something, and she'll ask me more info. I'm like, I just gave you everything I have. If you want more info, go fucking find it.
Google it.
I don't ask these questions. I don't need a whole lot of other information.
Yeah. No, I think all women are that way.
Yeah.
I think they just have that natural nosiness. And instantly you tell them one thing and they got to know every single thing about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I don't know. Actually, I just posted it to Facebook, so you probably haven't seen it yet. But did you see the text I got from my daughter?
No, but let's see.
Let's see if you see the one I just got.
Oh, as soon as this computer works like it should. Uh-oh.
It's always computers.
Is it that?
Yep, the uh-oh.
Oh.
It's actually a planned uh-oh, but whatever. Yeah.
Oh. Well, somebody's going to be a grandpa again.
Yep. No. Yeah. Yeah.
I meant.
Yeah, whatever. So it's one of those things. It's like we've had this conversation where some people think that, you know, having kids as early as we did was bad. But on the other side of it, I mean, my youngest is 20. He's graduated. I'm done.
Oh, don't think you won't be babysitting a whole lot. Oh, no.
Now I just have grandkids that I can spoil the fuck out of and hand them back to their parents.
Yeah, hand them back to their parents like I don't know Zoe.
What?
You'll have them weekends at a time. She'll feel cooped up relatively quick.
They already have one.
I know.
But I guess that one that gets to go home to her mom sometimes, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
This one will be at home with her mom.
Yeah.
All women at some point want to be that mom until it's time to be that mom 24/7, 365. And then they're like, I need somebody to take these fucks for the weekend. Like, I'm done. Now, we definitely had our share of weekends where it was like, please, somebody help.
Yeah, and you get that way. I mean, it's one of those things I don't think anyone really gets until I have kids. And I think what it is, too, is, I mean, luckily for, and it gets difficult, too, when you have a situation like they're going to have, because I had the same thing where all of a sudden you have one that gets to go away for the weekend and is only there part of the time, and then one that's there all the time. And then, you know, trying to work things around the two of them and their schedules, and it starts to get sports, you know, when all of a sudden that happens and you got to work around schedules, and it gets difficult.
Yeah.
Especially when they're there all the time. Like you said, I mean, you just get points where you're like, please someone take them for a little bit, you know, where, you know, I had that at a young age where I had all, you know, at times we had all four. And then, you know, now it's pretty much, you know, we're at that age where luckily they're all graduated, but still we have, you know, they still come back every once in a while.
Yeah. So, every once in a while.
It'll be interesting to be a grandpa again. So again. I feel like I'm not old enough for that. But.
Again.
Yep.
Again. Speaking of kids, I do want to send a big shout out to Chris Piggott. His oldest boy made MPSS NPSL first team all pitcher for the state of Washington.
Wow.
For Auburn Riverside School. I thought that, for especially for a guy like Chris, who, one, is super involved as a dad, but two,
a huge,
you know, athletic guy, huge sports fan, and for his boy to make, you know, basically all league or all conference, whatever it is, for Washington State High School sport, especially a pitcher, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that can hit a baseball, but to be the pitcher, pretty impressive.
That is impressive. And I mean, I just see all the stuff that he posts constantly, you know, about how proud he is of his son. I mean, it's amazing. He is pretty good about that.
So I saw that and I wanted to shoot him a congrats as well. So speaking of base, so Araya finally started hitting the ball again, and I mean crushing the ball embarrassingly compared to many others in her league.
Yeah.
And Saturday, she smacks one probably 225, maybe 250 in the air, just tattoos it. Of course, my slow daughter got a double out of it.
She's like the Edgar. She could just pound it, but she has to hit it that far so she can get there.
Yeah. And her next at bat, she swung out looking at a ball in the middle of the plate and didn't talk to me the rest of the night. She was super pissed. Super pissed.
So she's got the Gingrich competitive nature.
Yeah. Oh, but she doesn't show it. She just, wouldn't. Like, I went up and tried figuring out what the hell she was thinking, and she just looked at me blank stare. After the game we were talking, or I was talking, she wouldn't talk back. Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. She's like, nope, it happened. Leave me alone.
And then so last night, one of the pitchers they faced Saturday was super fast, probably 55 miles an hour. And so last night they turned the pitching machine all the way up, and she just tattooed every one of them. And I was like, okay, smartass, why don't you pick up your 29-ounce bat and see if you can catch up to it. Tattooed every one of them. So
she's gonna be a beast. I mean, there's a reason we call her meat.
Yeah, she's it was funny. So
she can hit.
I cracked how mad she got at herself. She's normally not very visual with it,
but that just shows too that she's starting to get that. You know, that was one of those things, you know, you always worry as a parent, are they doing it because we want them to, or are they doing it because they actually really care? And if they're getting, she's getting that mad about it, then she obviously actually cares.
Oh no, she definitely cares. I mean, this was the season. It's the reason why I'm not coaching. This was the season that she said she didn't want to play.
Yeah.
And I said, that's fine. And then 3 weeks after assessments, she's like, Dad, I really regret my decision. I was like, well, you're fucked. Like, you know, assessments and tryouts were 3 weeks ago. Fortunately for her, I know the president of the softball.
Yeah.
So I called her. She's like, we got one spot available. I was like, I'll take it. So, yeah. And then Toby's playoff football starts next weekend. And, oh, busy, busy, busy.
It's one of those things, like I've said before, I miss it, but at the same time, I don't. I miss the fun of watching the kids and letting them enjoy themselves and loving the sports. But at the same time, I don't miss the insane running, constantly, you know, tiredness of going from one to the other to the other. You know, I can remember, you know, you've done it where you're coaching two different teams at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, when the kids were younger, I can remember a couple years where I coached both Zoe and Benton at the same time, where it was one of those, they had to keep setting up practices and, you know, games on opposite days so I can make both. And sometimes they were at the same time on just opposite fields next to each other.
Yeah.
So I was running back and forth between the two during, you know, innings, coaching both and like relying on Amber and like assistant coaches to help me, like, hey, I need you to help with this team because I got to go take care of that one. You know, and it was, I miss the fun of it, but at the same time, there are times I don't miss that hecticness. It was always short on coaches.
Yep. Nope. I know that one all too well.
Yeah.
All too well. So, yeah, it's fun. I miss it. I love it. I do get upset when I realize my weekend's completely gone. And I'm sitting there going, I had so much I needed to get done this weekend, and I did fucking nothing. Like, you know, you don't think about it, but you get home after 10 hours on the field, even in the stands or, you know, just driving them around, and you get home and you're like, yeah, I don't want to go mow the yard. I don't want to go hang drywall. I don't want to, you know. So, We did finally, we gave up on Lowe's coming out and fixing anything. We just said, fuck it. We're starting to work ourselves.
Yeah.
I got all the electrical run over the week. I got, I started with insulation, getting all that shit going, patching, puttying the holes they put in the walls, you know. So we're getting there.
Yikes. I was out by your house Sunday. So, because I was stupid and tried to go swim in the lake, and damn, that place is cold.
Oh, I did see you were at Wilderness.
Yeah. So, because the marathon I'm, or the triathlon I'm doing, the first one's next weekend.
Oh, where's
that?
I'm
like, I better go at Lake Wilderness.
Oh.
So I'm like, I better go test it and see what it's like. And I went there and jumped in that water. Within 20 minutes, I was so cold, I couldn't even move.
Oh.
So I came out of the water. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be a problem. And I went with a like director of the race happened to be there. And she was talking to us. She's like, yeah, it's like 10 degrees colder right now than it normally is at this time of year.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, yeah, I can tell. So guess what shows up at my house tomorrow?
A dry suit? No.
Yeah. A new wetsuit. So, because the one that I have isn't a triathlon one, so it's hard to swim and I can't move the arms right. So, I actually ordered one that's, I mean, it was more than I wanted to spend, but there was no way I was going to even, like I said, within 20 minutes, I was so cold, I couldn't even move.
Nah. Yeah, you're braver than I am. We're sitting there, we're going camping this weekend in Vantage, and we're looking at the weather, 71, 69, 68, you know. Nice. I don't know if I'm jumping in the Columbia.
Nah, no.
You know?
Nah.
I'm sure I might have to if the kids are in there, but...
It might be warmer than Lake Wilderness, but Lake Wilderness is 52 degrees.
Hmm. I'm sure the river's not any warmer.
It was bad, so yeah. So I've got a wetsuit coming, so hopefully that'll help me on, you know, when I do the June 4th and I do that triathlon out there.
Yeah. Yeah, we were gone all day Sunday. We had a... birthday party, Tasha's cousin's grandbaby turned 2 or something, and then had football.
No.
So yeah, we were.
No, I've been trying to get more, and I did a 40-mile bike ride on Saturday too. So I'm trying to, with triathlons coming up, I'm trying to get ready for them.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Make sure you finish this time.
Yeah. So this one isn't the big, you know, the long one that I'm doing in. September is the big one in Lake Wilderness. That's the one that's the, you know, 56-mile bike ride and run a half marathon. This one that I'm doing on June 4th is 26-mile bike, and then you only run 6 miles. So,
yeah, very nice.
But it's still like almost a mile swim. So, and that's going to be the tough part. So,
yeah, no thanks. No. Again, I'll leave that all up to you.
Yeah, that's why I got the wetsuit. So, it's going to be tough to get in and out of, you know, but whatever. It's going to, I won't freeze to death.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. So, I texted you earlier. I went and saw Doctor Strange today.
Yep. That's what you were saying. So,
one of three people in the whole theater, and the other two were my daughters.
Hey, that sounds awesome, actually.
Not just that, the whole fucking movie complex.
Where were you at?
Auburn.
Oh, wow. I know we'll probably be possibly, I'm supposed to do comedy tomorrow night, but I think Friday we're supposed to go to Bend Friday, and I think we may stop in Bend and go to the movies in Bend. But
Top Gun.
Yeah, Amber really wants to see it. And I just saw Justin Ruppel. I follow him on TikTok, and he like did a whole like no spoilers, but it's him watching the movie, and he's like, well worth it. Go see it now. And I'm like, Amber really wants to see it, and she really doesn't want to see it with me, because I just keep saying I really hope he doesn't kill a, you know, rooster like he killed Goose. But kind of hope Rooster punches him in the mouth for killing his dad. But it's one of those, you know, whatever. So I'm not a big, you know me, I'm not a huge Top Gun fan. I really think that, you know, Maverick was a freaking whiny bitch.
Okay. The first Top Gun movie is fantastic, and he is kind of a whiny bitch. I get it.
Yes,
but the movie itself is fucking phenomenal.
But the thing is what makes that movie phenomenal isn't in the next one.
And
what
that,
made it phenomenal was Ice. Goose.
I don't know if Ice necessarily. He added to it, yes.
He did.
But I think we've gone too far since. You know.
Well, Val Kilmer, I think they do. I seen something. I think there's a picture of him in it, but I don't think he's really in it.
Well, unless it's a short cam. I mean, he doesn't speak. Did you ever watch that documentary?
No, I keep meaning to. It's on my list of watching. I'm like, I need to watch that, and then I never actually watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't. He's got to talk with that, you know, voice box.
The whole thing.
And, you know. So, yeah, it just. I mean, you saw it coming in 1986 that would be the sequel. Would he be the trainer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they set it out.
But I wasn't hoping it was going to be 30 years later.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought it would be, but it's one of those things. I mean, all reality, like Justin Ruppel says, I mean, we need it. We need a movie that's going to bring everyone back to, you know, the theaters and everything else, but who knows?
Oh, that's not it.
But that's not it. I mean, it's, but that's the movie of, like, our childhood. That was the movie that most of us, like I said, Iron Eagle's better, but that was the movie that, you know, of our childhood, so.
Yeah, but guess what Iron Eagle did? Ruined themselves with fucking sequels.
They did. They did ruin themselves with sequels. So the sequels were atrocious. But
you know, I mean, Lou Gossett Jr. just wasn't the same after the first one.
No. The first one was great. I mean, it had a great story, did everything great. Then they had the sequels, and you're like, okay, thanks for ruining that. That's one of the reasons, like, a lot of people are like, I love The Lost Boys. I really, until just recently, I finally watched the sequels, and I really wish I hadn't.
Same reason I won't watch the Crow sequels.
Yep, I've never seen any of them.
Me either.
Every time everyone's like, you need to go watch them, I'm like, I literally saw that movie in the theater 15 yeah. times.
When Jason Lee died, or Brandon Lee, sorry.
Brandon Lee.
Thank God Jason Lee's not dead. I couldn't handle that one, too. He's one of my faves. Yeah, when Brandon Lee died, I was like, there's no way. Like,
nah.
You can't replace Eric Draven. Like, you just fucking can't.
No. And they, like I said, I never saw him because I'm just like, no, you can't take, that's taking an iconic movie. You're going to ruin it. There's no way.
No. Now I'm curious about the reboot, right? But the reboot's not a sequel. They're going to kind of maybe have their own twists on the story. And
yes,
some of those are hit and miss, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you sequel with different actors and different, like, that's normally never a hit and miss. That's just a fucking miss. 90% of the
it
time.
Is.
So, yeah, let's get into this Doctor Strange thing here while it's fresh in my noodle.
I will say this. I've heard from a lot of people. It's either people usually go one way or the other. They either love it or they hate it.
I'm in between.
All right. I think part of it is, like, me and Beach talked about this. I think part of it is because I love Sam Raimi and I love the Evil Dead series. And that second half of the movie is fucking Evil Dead with Doctor Strange.
Yeah, so none of the Sam Raimi stuff, none of the way it was shot, direct, none of that bothered me at all.
No, I thought Sam Raimi did amazing with that.
Actually, one of my favorite parts is the end credit scene where Bruce Campbell comes back, smacks himself like one more time, and he's like, it's finally over. Like,
yeah,
I was cracking up. But, yeah, no, I think I built it up in my head as being this big explosion of so many fucking characters. And
that's what they did to us. They made us think that, and it really wasn't.
And all you got was what if. Yeah. I mean, really, that's all you got.
You did. But I really love the way you did it, though. I mean, it was one of those things. I mean, there's so many, you know, the scene where he's in the other universe and there's, you know, what's his name? Thunderbolt? No, not Thunderbolt.
Black Bolt.
Black Bolt. You got Black Bolt and you got all of those. And when she just, because I wasn't expecting the villain.
Oh.
I was not expecting her to be
Scarlet Witch,
the actual all out villain. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I never expected it to be. I expected her to be part of it, but I didn't expect her to be like the ultimate, like she is the one that they're trying to destroy. And just how powerful she came through with all that.
No. So, her,
I knew that was a Scarlet Witch's like background that she did become like totally, but I wasn't expecting them to go that route.
Kind of both, right? She always was, you know, she had her times where she was the villain and times where she was the hero.
Yeah. But I never expect them to go that dark as they did in this one.
So, was that really? Oh, Neymar was, okay, he was another. I was trying to think if that was really the Illuminati.
Yeah.
So, okay, by the way, just tons of fucking spoilers. If you haven't seen it yet.
Oh, if you haven't seen it, we've already spoiled a bunch. So.
And you're past me, then that's your fucking fault. Because I was obviously the last person to see it as I was in the theater by myself.
Yeah.
So the Illuminati was in the alternate universe.
Mm-hmm.
What to me was What If.
Yeah,
had
the What If universe.
Captain Carter.
Mm-hmm.
You had Maria Rambeau as Miss Marvel.
Yep.
You had Black Bolt, Reed Richards.
Mm-hmm. And the Black Bolt, which I thought was pretty cool, was the Black Bolt from
the
really,
TV
really
show.
Bad TV show. Which I watched that whole thing, and it never got better.
You had Reed Richards.
Yep.
And you had Charles Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
Which
the Reed Richards is the one everyone's been hoping for.
He's dead.
Yeah.
That
but in that universe, that doesn't mean we couldn't get him in ours.
That version of him is dead.
But they could bring him that same. Because that's the one weird thing, though, is you got the same actors, like for Doctor Strange was the same Doctor Strange over and over again, but then like someone pointed out, Loki was a different Loki in every universe.
And yes, that's what bothered me. Everything we knew about the multiverse up to that point was proven completely fucking false in this.
Yeah.
Like everybody knew who Doctor Strange was by appearance.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking knew who Loki was. And when he said who he was a few times in the show, they're like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You know?
So maybe that's just one of those things. Maybe that's because he is Loki that makes him different like that. Because I don't know. Did they have that? Was everybody else that different like Loki was?
There wasn't a lot of reference to everybody else.
No, there wasn't. So who knows? So maybe it was just one of those things because Loki is who he is.
But you have Captain America's obviously not in that universe because it's Captain Carter.
Yeah.
But Carol Danvers is not in that universe because it's fucking Maria Rambeau.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange was still the Sorcerer Supreme in all of them.
Yeah.
You know, it drove me nuts.
There are some weird inconsistencies like that.
Yeah. Did you notice when they first show Professor X's wheelchair, the music?
No, I missed it.
They were playing the 97 X-Men animated theme song.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was fucking badass. I was loving it.
That is awesome.
I was loving it. I thought Krasinski looked great as Reed Richards.
Which, I mean, I'm hoping that isn't his only time we get him. I'm hoping we get him in another version.
They were all brutally murdered.
Oh, yeah. They were. And the
Captain
Black
Carter
Bolt
cut in half?
Yeah. But Black Bolt, come on.
Yeah. Sewing his mouth shut. Which one,
and he speaks.
To me, was a throwback to X-Men Origins.
Yes.
And then, yeah, he mumbled under his fucking tight-lipped, you know, mouth and blew his own head up.
His own head just basically blew up in the mosh. You're like, yeah, that was, I wasn't expecting that at all.
The snapping of Xavier's neck.
Yep.
You know.
In his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, Miss Marvel.
Man, she was just crushed. That one wasn't.
That one, wasn't
that one was yeah. more of a typical MCU death.
Yeah, but you know, cutting Captain Carter in half.
You know what else really bothered me? When Wanda first or Scarlet Witch first got in that area,
yeah,
and they had the Ultron bots that she was fighting, and when she walks into whatever the main room is where America was,
mm-hmm.
and she throws the Ultron bot's head, and there's blood everywhere.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. Hey, how did I pick up on small details? I never do. And typically, it's you going, oh, did you see that? And I'm like, nope. Maybe because there wasn't 100 people around me watching it.
Yeah, there was a lot around me when I went to see it. So,
no, I loved America Chavez.
Oh, she was great as it. She was great.
I'm
that
actually
a great character.
Really looking forward to this Young Avengers stuff. With her and the gal that plays Miss Marvel in the upcoming TV show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even Haley Seinfeld as a fucking Kate Bishop.
Yep.
you know, I'm really looking forward to that type of whatever's going to happen with that, as long as they don't go too CW with it.
And that's what I worry. I mean, it's just one of those things, like we talk about that, you know, that, you know, they started going more CW on a lot of them, and I'm hoping they start backing away from that.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what threw me away from, you know, the DC ones. It got to a point that it got so freaking dramatic, it wasn't any hero superhero anymore. It was 90210 with superpowers.
Yeah. Zombie Strange did nothing for me.
See, for me, it was one of those things. I think for me, it's because I love Evil Dead.
Yeah.
And it was a throwback to Evil Dead, you know, to me. And it was an interesting idea. It was crazy. It was one of those things you weren't expecting, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, you got it really quick when he's like, well, you know, there has to be able to do this. You have to be able to, you know, inhabit, you know, another body and that's in that universe. And he's like, well, they don't say it has to be alive. And I'm like, oh yeah, the one that they buried.
Yeah, I thought the concept or whatever it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I thought was just super campy.
It was a little bit, but I mean, it's Sam Raimi.
But you don't get that from Doctor Strange. Right. Now, if they would have done Zombie Thor in like Love and Thunder or Ragnarok or something, like those are pretty campy, off the wall kind of goof movies. I'd get it. But his version of it was not like, especially with as brutally violent as some of the scenes were, like we were talking about the deaths and, you know, and then you get basically an extra dancer from the Thriller video. Like, that's kind of what I thought.
A little bit, yeah. I could see that.
But, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I still liked it. I thought, I mean, for the movie, I thought it was a really good movie. You know, I thought they really played that. I mean, Wanda, I mean, did amazing. I love that, and I really hate to think that this is the end of the Wanda, you know.
But it's Wanda not. Storyline. Wanda did not die. They made that blatantly clear in that movie that it was two separate people, Scarlet Witch and Wanda. And Wanda has kids in every other universe.
But that one.
But the Scarlet Witch one.
Yeah, so Wanda's still alive in other universes, but not in that one.
Yeah. But, yeah, who knows? Like,
I mean, who knows? I mean, which is one of those things with the multiverse, you can almost do whatever you want. I mean, at that point.
But I think you're going to end up in another universe because I believe Billy and Tommy, the sons?
Yeah.
Are part of the Young Avengers as well.
So maybe they come from one of the other universes. So yeah. Who knows? You know, or maybe it's one of those things that they're supposed to be an Agatha.
So I was disappointed we didn't get Agatha.
But I keep hearing that there's supposed to be one, and there's supposed to be one that's scheduled as a series.
Well, yeah, there's a show coming, but I'm just saying in the movie.
Yeah, that we didn't get.
I thought her becoming the Scarlet Witch, Agatha played a huge role in, and we didn't even get like a flashback or a hint. We didn't get the name drop, nothing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's going to pop up, and that's going to be part of the series, what gets the boys out there. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, it was one of those things that, I mean, I liked it.
I didn't dislike it.
It's not going to be one of my favorites, but it's still a thing. Now that you said it, it's bugging the hell out of me because now I'm thinking, oh, wait, you know, we had the Spider-Man where all the Spider-Mans look different. All the Lokis look different. Why is... Which maybe that's part of he's because of his magical power or whatever. That's what makes him.
Loki's got magical powers.
But maybe it's a Sorcerer Supreme kind of thing. Maybe that's what, you know, besides this universe where he lost it.
Wanda looks the same, too.
But she has the powers.
Nope, it drives me nuts. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know. There is that whole continuity of why does everybody else seem different?
And I guess, except for the Black Sorcerer. I kept wanting to call
him too. Yeah.
I kept wanting to call him Mando. It's not Mando, obviously, but how come we didn't get a Wong in another universe?
I don't know.
And by the way, with each show or movie Wong is in, I grow more and more in love with that guy.
I love him.
Like he has just engulfed that character as his own. And I can imagine when they're sitting around the writing table and they're writing Wong, it's a completely small, probably useless part. you know, just something to fill in the story. And that guy said bullshit and has made Wong stand out in every movie or TV show he's been in.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean, he does awesome.
I think I was kind of bummed. And now kind of thinking about it, you know, maybe it's good because we all know they're moving away from it. But really, you got one reference to a regular Avenger.
Yeah.
You got the reference to Spider-Man, which did crack me up, by the way. When they mentioned Spider-Man, America Chavez is like, Spider-Man, what's that? And they're like,
oh, does he shoot out of his butt?
Yeah, does he shoot webs out of his butt? No.
Which,
well,
I mean,
I don't know, maybe. Like, yeah, I cracked up.
That would be, I mean, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we'd come out of. What's funny, too, is I saw some interview with Benedict Wong, who plays Wong, who basically said that, you know, when they first announced it, he's like, Wong, you know. Like, he immediately reached out to him like, hey, this I am Wong.
Yeah. Nope. And you had the reference to the Ten Rings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little reference to the Eternals.
And I think that's what it is. I think they make sure they only referenced a little bit to the ones that are, they referenced to the ones that are staying. I think they tried to stay away from any of the ones that aren't coming back.
But I think, like I said, I wanted, we built it up. Right.
Oh, that's, how many I think times, that's part of the problem.
How many times on this show did we talk about the possibilities of all the fucking characters? Yeah. A lot, right?
And that's what it was. That I think, I mean, I almost think they did it on purpose, but they basically even put out things that, like, oh, it sounds like, oh my God, this person might be in it. This might be, I mean, because there was rumors that there was supposed to be a Tom Cruise as Iron Man, and I mean, all these other ones, and
yeah,
you know, a bunch of other crazy stuff like that that just never appeared.
No, no. But to me, it's like Dark World, right? I don't necessarily think Dark World was a bad movie. It was a complete letdown
mm-hmm.
from the first Thor, right? It, where I think Iron Man 3 was a horrible movie. I really yeah. think they fucked up the whole Mandarin character. Like, just everything about that movie fucking blew.
Which they did try and fix in the Ten Rings, but that part of him playing the Mandarin, that kind of fixed it. But the other Mandarin, that totally fucked it all.
Yeah. Yeah, the white guy.
The white dude, yeah, yeah. That was.
Yeah, no, that character in Ten Rings is fucking hilarious.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. But, so.
And if you didn't love Ben Kingsley before, you should now. Because apparently there's also another one, too, which came out after Iron Man 3, there's a short that if you look it up, and I can't remember what it's called, of Ben Kingsley in jail being broken out by the Ten Rings that was put out not long after Iron Man 3 that basically goes into.
Yeah, they're little shorts on Disney. They got quite a few. They got a Agent Carter one, and they got Thor one with his roommate.
Oh, that one's hilarious for yeah. why he wasn't in.
Yeah.
Yeah. In whatever movie it was.
Yeah, those are pretty good. But. Yeah, again, it's there. It's not horrible. I'll rewatch it again when it comes out on streaming, yeah. you know. But
it didn't hit me like I was expecting it.
Was I in love with it? No. I'm hoping whatever follows next does some work to tie it in, right? Because it felt like it was a long time before Dark World got tied in, right? Yeah. It really wasn't until they went back in time. They time traveled and went back and got the stone out of Jane, you know, yeah. when Thor's mom died and everything else. But yeah, so we'll see what happens. But for right now, I think I'm way more pumped now for, I think I'm way more pumped after the 2 minute fucking new trailer for Thor yesterday.
Which, see, I haven't seen the new trailer because I did see the new Obi-Wan trailer, but I hadn't watched the new Thor one
well,
yet.
Well, I can't. You've got sharing screen disabled.
Oh, I do? How do I have that? How do I fix that? Let's see.
I don't know. It's so weird not having the controls. So weird. Oh, you are the host now. All right. We're going to, again, this could be absolutely horrible radio, and I don't care. I've watched this thing 20 times. It is, where the fuck are you, damn it?
See, I was gonna watch it when I got home from work, but then I like everything. I haven't like stopped like doing shit since I got home from work. So,
all right, we're pulling her up here. Let me get this screen share. Maybe what is going on? Okay, there it is.
That's it. I saw the new Obi, and I'm actually looking forward to Obi-Wan
Dude,
Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, the one, I think it was the first one or whatever, where at the end they show the Vader suit lighting up and stuff.
Yeah.
I get goose pimples. I can't wait. And I wasn't sure I was going to, because to be honest, Ewan McGregor is Obi-Wan in the first one, like in the prequel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot for me.
No, I would never like Ewan McGregor.
But...
Well, no, wait. Which one's Ewan McGregor?
He plays Obi-Wan.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mind him in Obi-Wan. It was the other kid I didn't like. Christensen. There we go.
He's in the new show.
Yeah, but I don't know. Hopefully he's better than he ruined the a lot of things ruined the prequel for me.
You went harsh on him right away. He ruined?
He was the worst part of the prequels, and the prequels were horrible. I thought he was worse than Jar Jar.
Oh. All right. Let me enlarge screen. Let me get the volume. Bingo, bango, boom. And
kids, get the popcorn out. Let me tell you the story of the space Viking, Thor Odinson. He was no ordinary man. He was a god. After saving planet Earth for the 500th time, Thor set off on a new journey. Well, he got in shape. He went from dad bod to god bod. And after all that,
Mjolnir,
he reclaimed his title as the one and only Thor. Oh, spoke too soon.
Jane?
The old ex-girlfriend.
What's it been like? 3-4 years?
8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, give or take.
Am I sensing feelings?
Well, you're right. The only ones who gods care about is themselves.
So this is my vow.
All gods will die. I just want to say that was very, very impressive what you did back there.
It's just my first bad guy.
You never forget your first. You are not like the other gods of Kiln. You have something worth fighting for.
Let's see who you are. I take off your disguise. And flick.
Oh.
You flicked too hard, damn it!
Should we help him? I mean, eventually. Grape.
I am 130 fucking percent in.
Oh, no shit.
If that 2 minutes is the whole movie, I fucking, it's my, I, they got my money.
No shit. That was Zeus.
Uh-huh. It fucking, oh my God. It probably doesn't help that Thor has been my favorite Marvel character since before the movies came out.
Yeah.
But, oh yeah, the Greek gods, Zeus, Russell Crowe.
Yikes. And I mean, Christian Bale, I mean, he... That whatever his name, that looks freaking awesome.
Gore the God Butcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait for Westboro Baptist Church to show up protesting those movies.
No, they can protest my...
Yeah, it... Oh, my God. Yeah, so, is that good. Christian Bale?
I'm pretty sure it is.
You know who it looks like? It looks like Caliban from Logan.
It does.
Which is, I think, Stephen Merchant.
Yeah, but that wasn't Stephen. There's no way that was Stephen Merchant. That would have been awesome if it was.
But that's who it looks like to me.
No, I'm almost positive it's Christian Bale.
Man, I am beyond jacked from the little bit of the garden of the Guardians of the Galaxy storyline you're going to get. I'm pretty sure they're going to take off relatively early in the movie.
Yep, he's Gore. That is Christian Bale.
Okay.
Yeah, from a lot of things, it looks like he is. He's not going to be there there long.
Who, Gore?
No, I mean the Guardians of the Galaxy. I think they're only there for a second, from what it seems like, at least from what I could see. It looks like they're there in the beginning, and then they leave, and then he kind of does his thing.
We are getting Matt Damon back as actor Loki. I love Tessa Thompson as Valkyrie.
Yes, she's amazing. Is that?
Oh, Sif will be back in it. Melissa McCarthy is going to be actor Hela. So they're going to add Hela to the play.
Huh. Karen Gillian's back as Nebula.
Yep. Yeah, all the Guardians are back.
Yeah.
Okay, I think they're still hiding a lot.
Sam Neill is actor Odin.
Yep. Luke Hemsworth is actor Thor.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So, yeah. So the only of the Warriors is Lady Sith.
Yeah.
So
she's been missing for a while, hasn't she?
I don't think she was in Ragnarok. But, you know.
Huh. Did you see there's this cool video that I saw the other day, and I think it was on TikTok. I should send it to you, and it's of with Liam Hemsworth and Woody Harrelson talking, and they make some comment that whoever's interviewing the two of them makes some comment about Liam's brother, Chris, being a god, and all of a sudden you like see this light go off and you know Woody Harrelson's face, he's saying, he goes, I never put together that was your brother. It's just like, what?
So it's been a little while since we've had what one of these what the fuck did I just watch, but here is going to be my Saturday morning before everybody gets up movie. It's on Tubi TV, which is the same streaming service that had Kung Fu and Titties. It's called Bad Johnson. A charismatic womanizer receives his
comeuppance
after his penis mysteriously leaves his body and takes human form.
Oh my god. It's on Prime Video, too.
Oh, yeah. Is this a trailer? I have not watched this, so... This will be...
What is your name?
Let's get back to here.
What is your name, sweetheart?
Yeah? Yeah?
I would never, ever cheat on you, ever.
Is this a press-on nail?
Well, that's not good.
This is the third relationship you've ruined in the last year.
My sister?
Oh, yeah. Ow! I wish my would just leave me alone.
Whatever.
I need to talk to you.
What happened?
Ah! I woke up this morning and it wasn't there.
It looks like an Asian man's armpit.
That's not even the worst part.
It's me, your penis.
What?
It's a person.
Hi.
I'm your.
Where's that grip I know?
How do we fix it?
At midnight on the next full moon, some sort of vortex is going to open up.
When's the next full moon?
Are you retarded? I just made that up. I don't know how to reattach.
Never had a body before. This is all new to me.
He just doesn't stop.
Your life just became 1,000 times less complicated. You have a chance to let your heart do the leading without any interference.
It's like you're a completely different person.
This is not good.
I will find whoever you fall for and tear them up like a losing scratch off.
I know he's bad, but he's not Hitler bad.
He could be if he applied himself.
He's role playing, there's no need to be alarmed.
The
Dang, I better be a grower, because I'm obviously not a shower.
So right now, it probably might not be the best time to ask about getting an iPhone.
No, it would be so simple just to add to your family plan.
No!
You know, maybe not, because I'm not sure the trailer did what I had in my head of what this was going to be, justice.
Oh, you were expecting me a lot more like Kung Fu and titties.
Yeah. I was expecting somebody to be in a big penis costume.
That would be hilarious.
Let's remake that movie.
Jesus.
Bad Johnson needs a reboot. No.
Gonna have to get that, you know. Get that big giant, you know, full body condom from what was that, you know, Naked Gun 33 and a third.
Oh, speaking of that, have you watched the new Jackass?
Oh, yeah. So we went and saw it like the weekend it came out. And it's because everyone's like, you know, what is it? And I'm like, it's fucking Jackass.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dong.
A lot. Did you see on Netflix they have Jackass 4.5?
No.
Yeah. So kind of the ones that didn't make the cut, the behind-the-scenes interviews.
It was like that 1.5 where they did that.
They did 1.5, 2.5, and 3.5.
Yeah.
Where the fuck was I going with this?
The 4.5.
I know, but why did I ask you if you'd seen it yet?
Because it's fucking hilarious.
Well, I know, but something just brought up and it reminded me of it. Now I can't remember.
Probably the giant condom.
Oh, yeah.
Body condom.
So you've seen the stunt, not on Jackass, but just TikTok or whatever, where they fill a condom full of water and drop it on your head and it like folds over your head.
Yeah.
So Steve-O came out with his own brand of condoms. And decided they were going to do that stunt with the fucking poo from his RV. Yeah, you could imagine it went like you think. Let's just say after that stunt, Steve decided not to sell his own branded condoms anymore. All they did was fucking break. Like,
That's the one thing that always kills me, that is the shit ones. I'm like, okay, I can deal with quite a bit, but shit, I just... I draw a line of shit.
Yeah, no, it's... there's a lot of things that got cut that were pretty funny. But even... I think we talked about this not too long ago, but even Eric Andre in like one of the behind-the-scenes interviews talks about how brutal and mean they were to Aaron McGahey. He's like, I watched all, he's like, nothing is like what they're doing to this guy now.
Yeah, they were kind of brutal to him.
Yeah, so they were talking, for those of you who've seen the movie, obviously, there's a few scenes where Johnny's no gray hair, and then all of a sudden Johnny's full gray.
Yeah.
They were talking, they started filming right before COVID. Johnny had no gray hair, then they had to take 7 months off. And he went full gray in 7 months.
What the hell happened in those 7 months?
He was stuck at home with COVID? Like,
Jesus.
Yeah, but yeah, I thought it was weird because all of it's always been on Paramount.
Yeah.
And somehow Netflix got all the 0.5s. So, and they got the early access or whatever to Jackass 4.5. So yeah, that's where it's at. Well worth a watch, like an hour 20 minutes or something. Not, you know, anything crazy. So
I have to find that and go watch that, because those always crack. It's one of those ones. I remember someone was like, "Oh my god, it's just this stupid." It's like, what did you fucking expect? Haven't you seen the first, like this, all of them?
Yeah,
it's stupid, idiotic, freaking childish pranks that are fucking hilarious.
Yep.
If you go there expecting anything different, you're a dumbass.
Exactly. I think one of the best parts about it is really their camaraderie, right?
Yeah.
As mean as they are, you can tell they love one another. Like, you know, they feed off each other well.
Yeah.
You have your little cliques, Steve-O and Pontius and fucking Preston and Wee Man and Aaron and Dave and, you know, and then they get together and fucking magic happens.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it's like we said, it's childish, immature amazingness.
Yeah. You're really going to love the hot sauce up the butt.
Oh.
Followed by a popsicle to cool it down. And then eating of the popsicle. Yeah, there's some good stuff on there. So today I drove by the firehouse. What do you got coming up there?
The firehouse, we have... See, you always ask me this.
You should
next,
be prepared.
What, the June... My brain just went dead. What day is it in June? Come on, June 9th? Something like that. I was just looking at it,
yep,
too.
Yep, June 9th.
Yeah, so June 9th, I've got... It's going to be hosted by Mike Hansen, featuring Burundi with closing out Todd Royce.
There you go. And
so
then
that should be a good one.
June 1st would be Cold Street Brewery.
And that is hosted by April Gallaty and featuring Richie Apjay and closing out Sam Miller. So that should be another really good one. So we got some good ones coming up there.
Some big local names out in Ording and Enumclaw. First week, really, of June.
Yeah, so the first Wednesday of June and the second Thursday.
Yeah, so all free shows. Be sure to get out and check those out.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. We have a blast. So like I said, those are some pretty good ones. I love Todd, even though he was pissed being a jackass last night, but that's Todd.
Oh.
He was just being Todd. It was funny because he kind of walks up as I went to the comedy club, Tacoma Comedy Club, and he showed up right after I was on stage, and he's like, "Oh, have you gone up yet?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh, thank God." Like, fuck you, Todd.
Oh, geez.
No, he's fun though. He'll be fun. He was working on some new stuff last night. He's got some good new stuff coming out. So
good. Any Memorial Day plans? Is that this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going down to Bend again to do a couple more races down there. So.
Well, so you're not going to have any fun.
Oh no, I'm gonna have fun. We're gonna be in Bend and go to Blockbuster while I'm there. You know, have some fun.
There you go. We're going to Vantage, a little camping. So yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, weather doesn't look the best. It looks like it might rain Saturday while we're there. So that's always good and fun. I'm re-looking at the weather. It's changed every Saturday we got 39% chance of rain, so
I mean, it's Washington. When is it not raining?
Yeah, but I'm tired of the rain in West or Eastern Washington. That's why we go over
Washington
there.
Washington should have less rain.
Yeah. If I wanted to guarantee being rained on, I would just stay close to home.
No kidding. So Bend, Oregon, let's see. Saturday and Sunday rain.
Yeah. Welcome to the Pac Northwest.
Yeah, it's 79 right now in Bend. Today, and it's going to be 58 and 52 Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 83 tomorrow in Vantage. Drops down to like 71 Friday, and then into the 60s the rest of the weekend.
Nice.
So, right. So, all you guys heading out for something on Memorial Day, remember to drive safe, be safe. Get back to us in one piece.
Yes, please.
With all that being said, remember... Tip my line. That would be right.
That would be good.
Oh my God.
We've always said it, you know. How many episodes are we in now?
Yeah, remember to be excellent to each other.
And hug the ones you love.
There you go. We'll see you next week.
See you later.